Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trailer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we're going to be talking about my trip to Disneyland Paris. So I was there for 4 nights last week? 2 weeks ago.
And has it really been 2 weeks ago?
Well, we'll be on by the time it gets around to next week, tomorrow. Okay. So I'm going to talk about Disneyland Paris, what I did, and what went on, and any questions that Dan has for me as well.
I didn't realise there were questions.
He's got 2 minutes. He's got 2 minutes.
I've not prepared anything, Ryan.
Oh no! So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us, and when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Disneyland Paris.
Is that the new theme song, is it?
Well, it can't be any worse than the theme song that they give to Disneyland Paris. So, yeah, I don't think this podcast probably won't last an hour. I'd be surprised if it did. I'm trying to put my foot up, but actually,
I'm not really sure what you're doing there. You're kind of like holding the chair and kind of like jiggling.
It's not going to work. So yeah, I was in Disneyland Paris for 4 nights a couple of weeks ago with a couple of people from the community who I hadn't met before.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing, like going into it, it's a weird thing to do.
Yes, yeah.
I know lots of people listening have done it before and it's been fine, but for someone like me who is a planner, I like to know exactly what's going on, you know, who I'm going to be seeing, all that kind of thing. It was a weird experience going into it.
Yeah, I can bet. I can believe
especially
that.
When Ben pulled up in the car and, like, you're like, I'm about to get into a car with someone I've never met.
And drive to a foreign country.
Yeah, exactly, right?
He just keeps on driving to Russia and sells you as a slave.
Yeah. He can't speak a word of English. He is hogtied, though. So yeah, it was very weird, but like literally as soon as I got in the car, started chatting to him, because I'd been chatting to him on Twitter for such a long time.
Yeah.
Then we went to pick up Nick from Diz After Dark.
Yeah.
And
where did you pick him up from?
His house.
Where's that?
Essex.
Essex. Shut up.
He didn't sound anything like that.
No? Oh. Did he turn up in a tracksuit?
No, he didn't. Oh, actually, maybe he did.
Did he?
No, he didn't.
I always find it hilarious when we sometimes go to a lakeside shopping centre up in...
Yes.
That's in Essex. And you see people walking around there in full Adidas tracksuits.
Yeah.
It's like that's what they're wearing out for the day.
To be fair, though, I've been to Tesco's in Durrington near us. And I've seen people in pyjamas doing their weekly shop.
I mean, that's not really acceptable, but it's probably more acceptable than... wearing a tracksuit in Essex.
No. Going full tracksuit is definitely... I mean, at least that clothes that you wear during the day.
Some people wear clothes. Some people wear their pyjamas all day, Ryan.
Yeah, but this person's literally woken up and gone, you know what I'm going to do? My weekly shop in my pyjamas.
Maybe they're just going in for like one thing. They're just shit.
Even so...
forgotten my...
I mean, it takes 2 minutes to put a t-shirt and shorts on.
True.
There's no excuse to be wearing your Jimmy Jams out.
But I don't think we can justify people wearing tracksuit full...
Oh, no, I'm in complete agreement with you.
Yeah.
You never go full tracksuit.
Come on, sort it out, Nick.
Sort it out.
Clean yourself up.
So, yeah, we pick Nick up and then we pick Katie up from a pub in Folkestone.
A pub.
Yeah.
A generic pub.
It was a generic pub. It was generic pub A.
Oh, that of chestnut.
Yeah, and then we drove over to the tunnel, got the tunnel, and then it was about 3 hours in the car to Disneyland Paris.
Okay.
So we arrived at Disneyland Paris at like 3 a.m.
Wow.
Like, I think it was like 1:30 maybe. It was between 2 and 3, I think.
Yeah. And it was just a blur by that point.
Yeah, and I remember we turned up and you get into Sequoia and there's like a bag check.
Right.
And there was a guy on the machine, don't know what he was doing, literally have no idea what he's paid to do, because all he did was go, "Zero, can you wait one moment, please?" He radios someone in
right.
to come and operate the machine. So he's literally just sitting by the machine. And as soon as he told us that, he's sitting on his phone watching YouTube.
So he's just in charge of stopping people.
Yeah.
For when the guy who was in charge of the machine.
Yeah, because I think the other guy was just like patrolling the perimeter or something.
Right.
It took him a good 10 minutes to turn up. And then all he does is switch the machine on. which is something I could have done, and sit there and obviously look at the things go through.
That's brilliant.
We didn't end up getting to our room. I guess we didn't get to sleep till like 4:30 maybe.
Right.
4:30, 5.
What with all the frolicking.
All the frolicking and chatting that was going on. which meant I think I got at most 2.5 hours sleep that night.
Right, okay.
Which is not much.
No.
Because I was up at maybe 7, 6:30, ready to get to the parks.
Yeah. What, for opening?
We wanted to get there for opening because I wanted to get an annual pass.
Right, okay.
So
you wanted to avoid the queues.
Yeah. But you know what? The car journey and the company of that trip was really good. Like, yeah. Everyone got on really well.
What did you think about
it? And then Mitch turned up. No, I'm joking, Mitch. I know that you listen to the podcast, and I'm joking. And he knows that because we had some good jokes.
What did you think of going by car compared to going by train?
I mean, train is certainly easier because obviously you're stopped right outside the parks. But the car journey was fine. I think it didn't feel as long as it did.
Right. Okay.
Which probably says a lot about the company.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the trip out there, it flew by. A trip back, we ended up podcasting.
I saw a picture of Nick with his serious face.
Yeah,
serious podcast face.
We ended up recording like an hour and a bit podcast.
Was that for Dit After Dark? Mm.
Yeah, so go and listen to that if you've not done so already. After you listen to this, of course.
Well, they have to listen to this to know.
I mean, yeah, but don't go and listen to it now.
Okay.
Finish this episode,
yeah.
So, yeah, we got up. Obviously, I went to... everyone now thinks of me as a basic Starbucks bitch.
You are.
Which I am, yeah. So, every morning without fail, I've got Starbucks. And the queue is ridiculous. Like, at one point, they all managed to go to McDonald's, eat, and come back into Starbucks, and I was still waiting for my drink.
That is amazing.
I can't believe that. Oh, that's so slow.
Because they were pretty slow when we were there, weren't we? This is probably a few years ago now, wasn't it? And I think they were slow when I went there last year?
Yeah.
I think I went last year.
Literally the queue was to the door, like, every day, pretty much. Yeah. It's nuts. But, yeah, so we went... We tried to get an annual pass outside of the parks, but none of the locations were open, which is always useful.
Right, okay.
So Ben managed to basically get me a cheap ticket for the day. It's like €40, I think.
Okay. What, to be able to get in?
Yeah, and then we went on a couple of rides, went over to the annual passport, annual area. And what they do is they take the €40, or whatever your day ticket is, off of the annual pass.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, so they did that. He sponsored me as well.
Right.
Which meant I got more of a discount.
Risky decision from him.
Yeah, I know. I ended up getting more of a discount.
Right.
So I'm paying like, I think it's about €15 a month for an annual pass.
Do you pay monthly?
You can pay all at once if you want.
Right. Okay. But you're paying monthly. Are you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
You can just like you could pay for it all on the day if you wanted to.
Right.
Yeah. There's definitely that option. If you wanted to take it,
That covers you. That presumably that covers all your park entrance, does it? And then you get discounts off merchandise, hotel stays, food and drink, probably. Yeah,
and free parking as well.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty good. I didn't go for the full Infinity one because it wasn't worth the additional cost for me.
Yeah. What? Presumably that gives you fewer blackout
no,
days.
No blackout days.
Right,
Also. You get like photo pass stuff, but I don't really care about that.
Yeah,
It wasn't worth the cost. And you know what? I think on the Magic Plus is only like 2 to 3 weeks blockout dates. Oh, okay. And there are times I would never want to go in and be in the parks anyway, right, like Christmas kind of thing.
Yeah.
And even if you wanted to go, if you're staying on property, then they let you in anyway. So it's only if I'm staying at a hotel that's not at Disneyland Paris,
right,
the blockout dates apply. But if I've got my hotel pass as well, they'll let you in.
Oh, I see. What, no free of charge entry?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's a bit weird.
They don't tell you that because I think it was Ben that said, "Oh yeah, but if he's staying on property, he doesn't have to." And they're like, "Yeah," but they're not very clear about telling you that. Hmm. And that applies to any annual pass, even the cheapest. Okay. So it's worth keeping in mind if you're staying on property and you're during a blockout date, then you can still go into the parks. Just make sure you've got your hotel key card.
Right. That's really weird.
Yeah, but they don't tell you that.
That's kind of like, what's the point of the blackout dates if they're just going to let you in anyways?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
So the first day in the parks was a long day, obviously, because I'd had 2 hours sleep. But we ducked out of the parks probably about 7 before Illumination started at 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Vapiano's, which is like an Italian place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool, actually. It's actually probably up there with the best meal I had over there.
Yeah, I heard quite a few good things about it.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. I had a pizza.
Is it pasta,
pizza.
Oh, okay. All they did was pizza, I thought.
No, they did like big salads as well.
Right, okay.
But basically, they give you a card that you then go and scan and buy whatever you want. And at the end of the meal, you go to the till and pay what's on the card.
Oh, okay.
So it's quite a nice way of doing it. Enjoyed that, and then we went back to the hotel and had a drink at the bar.
Sounds like you, Ryan.
I know, right? Everyone's knackered, and I'm like, should we go drink at the bar?
Was it you that proposed it, Ryan?
Yeah, it was me that proposed it. The Sequoia Lodge bar is amazing, though. It's really, really nice.
Right, I've never been in Sequoia. Yeah,
it is nice. So, I mean, of the hotels I've been in at Disneyland Paris, I would say Sequoia is probably my favourite.
Yeah.
So, it's just got a good hotel, especially during the winter. I think it loses a bit of its flair during the summer months.
Yeah, no, I can believe that, because it's kind of like a wooden log cabin kind of feel, isn't it? Almost like a ski resort.
Yeah, I mean, last year when I was there in the snow, it was perfect with the big log fires on as well. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But it's still a lovely resort in the summer. It just doesn't feel as magical.
Mm.
That was a Friday. We went on pretty much everything, to be honest. Can't think of anything that we didn't really do. So PhilharMagic's there at the moment.
Right, okay.
And I liked it. You know, it was a good version of it. It's the same kind of version, but obviously bits of it in French.
Right.
The effects don't work as well, but the screens looked a lot clearer. Whether it's because the screen's newer.
When you say the effects, what do you mean by the effects?
The smells and things like that don't work. Because it was supposed to be temporary, but it's still there. Because it's Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. They do seem to have cleaned up some of the animation on it.
Right.
Assuming at the same time that they were doing the French dubs.
Right.
Because it doesn't look... They're not like... out of sync, like not talking English.
Yeah.
I mean, I always find that a bit weird in Disneyland Paris, like there's the whole bit with...
What, the mixed kind
of language. But even in like the same scene, so half of the song Ariel sings in French, and then she starts singing in English.
Yeah, I don't... Surely just do one or the other.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could do... If with a show like that, they do so many of them, they could easily do like one French one, then an English one, then a
exactly,
French one.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But wherever possible, like when we went on Star Tours, we just requested it to be in English.
Right, okay.
And which they don't have to do, but both times that we requested it, they said, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So, something to be aware of, if you are English and you want to see Star Tours in English, just ask the person that's telling you your rows, and if you ask nicely, they should be able to do it for you.
Slip them something.
Yeah.
Give them a bit of sugar.
Bit of sugar.
No, sir, I will do it without the sugar. Please take your seat.
I do not want your sugar. So that was cool, but bearing in mind the English ones do seem to be the same three scenes to play.
Right, okay.
But it's cool because what they do is they have Jakku. The planet in the ash planet in from the... Last Jedi, I can't remember what it's called.
Ash planet.
You know, where they have that big... Everyone thought it was like Hoth, but it's not. It's just like ash or whatever, you know, with the red dust and
everything.
That scene's quite cool.
Okay.
And then it ends with you landing in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, okay.
Which is Batuu, isn't it? Or Baitu or something like that. I think that's what it's said.
Yeah, I think that's...
So that's really cool, because you're literally landing and you can see... They've like properly like CGI'd it out properly, and it looks like how Galaxy's Edge is going to end up looking.
That's cool.
So that's quite cool. And then at the start, I saw Kylo Ren. It's, you know, where Darth Vader usually comes out.
Yeah.
I'd never seen Kylo Ren before. In that,
I think I have seen that with Kylo Ren before.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I was going a bit like, oh, it's Kylo Ren, yeah.
Put your trousers back on, Ryan. Come on.
I wasn't wearing trousers to begin with. So that was really cool. But yeah, the first day was a long day, and then that would be the Thursday. Yes, the Thursday.
Oh yeah, because you went Wednesday night.
We booked 4 nights, so on the Wednesday night we could get some sleep.
Right, okay.
Because last time they only went for a night, I believe, and they ended up turning up, and there was no hotel room for them.
Right.
So they ended up having a wash like in like the car park toilets, and then going to the parks for the day. It's like, thank God we didn't have to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, so there was that. And then the Friday was the soiree.
Right, okay.
Which was the annual pass holders, the Pirates and Princess soiree.
Right.
I think I'd not seen anything from the season before, see, with the parade and everything that's going on. And I'll be honest, I don't understand why people are losing their minds over this season.
No, I saw it last year. Mm. I saw the parade because it was still on.
You hear the song, I am a pirate, yeah. I am a princess.
I heard that a few times while we were there, because I don't know how many days we were there for, but yeah, I heard it a few times. It's like...
It's not a good parade, is it?
It's not for me.
Because they come onto the castle stage area, that's like all around the castle, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it goes on for about 15 minutes of that same song. And the only difference, apparently, between what they normally do and what they did in the soiree is there were a couple of jets, like firework jets at the end.
Okay.
But not even on the castle or anything. It was literally just, you know, the big sparkly ones that shoot out. It was okay, but there were people really losing their minds over it. Like, I'm not even...
Yeah, I personally don't see the appeal of that event.
No. And also, like, Jake the Pirate. I mean, surely you've got better characters than that to be rolling out... especially for annual pass holders, where actually most of them aren't kids and would never have watched Jake the Pirate.
Yeah, I've never watched Jake the Pirate.
Because it's a kids show.
Yeah.
It's like, but not like, it's not like...
it's not like an animated film.
No, it's literally for like preschoolers.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was cool because there were lots of characters out. I got to meet Flynn and Rapunzel that night.
Yeah.
I'm not really a character guy.
No, I was quite surprised when I saw a picture of you meeting Captain Marvel.
Oh, that was on there on the Sunday.
Right, okay.
So we'll get to that.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, they were like, I want to meet Flynn and Rapunzel. And I was like, okay, I'll meet Flynn and Rapunzel. And she was a bit touchy. Hey. She was a bit touchy. But yeah, it was okay. I enjoyed meeting them. It's still not something that I would spend an awful lot of time doing.
No.
Unless it's a character I really wanted to meet.
Yeah.
Which Captain Marvel was.
Elvis Stitch,
yeah. But that was cool. Yeah, there were lots of characters out and about. I think the guys met someone from Treasure Planet. I didn't want to do it because that movie is awful.
you're just protesting
in
the back.
I was. I just hung around outside.
Yeah.
It took them like 2 minutes because they had a return time to...
Oh, of course, you're right.
So Ben gets his return
time. I thought
you were
saying that the queue was so short.
No, the queue was massive. Because obviously it's a rare character, isn't it? People seem to lap it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, characters aren't for me. But what was cool that night was that I got to go on Big Thunder at night a few times.
Right, okay.
Which is really cool. It literally had reopened that night for the party.
Okay.
And then its official reopening day after being down for refurb was the next day on Saturday.
I see, right, yeah.
So it was the first time it had been open for a couple of months. And it's much better at night.
Yeah, it is really good at night.
Yeah.
I think I read it a couple of times at night.
I think we did it two or three times.
It goes absolutely pitch black in the tunnel.
It does. The water, isn't it? It's really cool.
Yeah.
And then we also did Indiana Jones like 3 times at night.
Oh, really?
That one's cool at night as well.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever done that one at night.
Yeah, because you don't... I mean, most of the time Disneyland Paris isn't open at night.
Yeah, they close quite early, don't
they?
Yeah,
and everyone's obviously watching Illuminations.
Yeah.
Which we watched that... Yeah, we watched that night before the soiree, actually.
Oh, okay. What night was that? Was the Friday?
Friday, yeah. It's such a bad show. It is such a bad show. It's so boring. I mean, they may as well not include fireworks because there are hardly any in it.
Mm.
It's probably the poorest nighttime show I've seen at a Disney park.
What about Rivers of Light?
I prefer Rivers of Light.
Yeah.
Prefer Rivers of Light to Illuminations.
That says a lot.
It's just rubbish. It's just not good at all. But I mean, the soirée was cool. There was a lot of people dressed up, which was really cool. There were really irritating French pirates just walking around, just going.
As in cast members or guests?
Guests.
Oh, guests. Yeah. Okay.
I can't remember what the pirates do after that song. But, right. They go, yo, ho! And everyone goes, yo, ho! But when someone is really like saying it in French, it doesn't sound like yo, ho. It just sounds like yo-o. So it's just like, and then all you could hear around the parks is there was like 10 to 15 pirates just going, yo, oh! And then other people go, yo, oh!
I can imagine that getting tedious quite quickly.
But you'd hear it, like, no matter where you are, they'd be over there doing it, and you'd be like, oh, for God's sake. And they were having fun, you know, and that's fine, but it was irritating.
Yeah.
And then as everyone was waiting for because the Pirates and Princess parade, I guess you could call it, it's not really a parade, it's like two floats. They were doing it to, like, get the crowd riled up before the parade started.
Right, okay.
And it's like, shut up. But the soirée was good, like €40.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
So what was it? Was it like a closed the park was closed off to apart from
only
members,
ticket holders? Yeah,
and they had what the special parade and things like that.
Well, they brought back the Pirates and Princess parade, which had already been going, but the season had finished the week before, I think.
Right. Okay.
So it was basically finished off the season. So they had that. They had lots of characters out. Meeting a few of them, rare characters, a few of them in like pirate outfits and things like that.
Okay, yeah.
And all the rides were open as well. They had limited merchandise, but we couldn't bother to queue for it. The pins weren't amazing.
Right, okay.
And it was a good chance to ride the rides at night with hardly any wait times as well.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Yeah, so I literally went at the front of Indiana Jones like three times in a row. So yeah, for €40, like I'm not saying it wasn't worth the money because it was, but I think I would make an effort to go to a soirée that I'm more interested in the theme on. Yeah. So there's rumours right now that there's going to be a Phantom Manor soirée to celebrate the reopening of that.
Oh, okay.
So if that comes about and the prices are right, then I might head to that.
Yeah. Is there a date for that yet? Or even a rough period?
I think it's like May. Maybe, okay. But we could potentially go because I annual pass holders can get someone else a ticket.
Right. Okay.
So
what at a cheaper rate is it?
Yeah. Well, like you're only really supposed to be in there if you've got an annual pass.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean another ticket to the soirée?
I think so. Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I think usually you get sent a link and you can go and purchase a ticket. So soirée was cool. I can't remember what we had to food wise that day actually. I think it might have just been...
That is something I get from Paris, is the food is very forgettable.
Oh, massively. Oh, I think what it was, we went to the Mexican place in Frontierland.
Oh, okay.
And it took about an hour to get served.
Wow.
That's my biggest complaint about Disneyland Paris, actually. I don't get me wrong, the parks were great, the rides were great, and you know, obviously I've been before, but the biggest complaint is the service in food locations is so... unbelievably slow, like so slow. If it was in America, there'd be all complaints to the managers because it doesn't move that slow in America. And I know it's not fair necessarily to compare like for like, but Disney now owns Disneyland Paris.
Mm-hmm. They should try. And
I get that there's a culture thing there.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's an American institution.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, bring that service into the parks.
Yeah,
it should not take 45 minutes or an hour. And I'm not even over like. Selling that, and all it was, I've literally just ordered chicken pitas, and it's a quick service location. It's not a sit down. It's a quick service location, and it took about 45 minutes to an hour.
Jesus,
it's just terrible.
That's nuts.
Terrible, terrible. The food was good. I do remember it now. Yeah, I had pitas and churros.
Right.
The food was quite nice, but it shouldn't take that long to be served.
No, definitely not a quick service location as well. No.
But the problem with Disneyland Paris is that there are only like two open. They closed all the others a little bit earlier.
Okay.
So it was ridiculous. Like, it's such a stupid system. But the soiree was good. Had good fun there. That didn't finish till one, so we didn't get back till like half one. Oh, then wow. had a chat and stuff.
Yeah.
Then this next day on the Saturday was the start of the Marvel season at the studios.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd been there for the soiree. Then the Marvel season kicked in, and we watched all three of the show offerings there. The actual show I thought was okay. Certainly not as one certain Twitter user, like, names will be not said, has said it's the best show that Disney have put on. nonsense. It's nowhere near that. It's full of problems. It's full of issues. I mean, Banner alone is question enough.
You sent me a picture of that. I was like, who's the guy in the shirt?
Yeah, I know. That's Banner, apparently. Some of the effects are cool. There's a bit where an inflatable car moves across the stage for some unknown reason.
I think I've seen a clip of that, like whether it was a preview or something like that.
Yeah.
That they showed.
But it's pointless. Like, it doesn't make any sense even in context. So someone's just bought it and they're like, yeah, we better use it.
Yeah, oh, crap. Somebody saw it at an auction. Yeah. And I thought it was really cool.
But it's so badly done. But some parts of the show I really enjoyed, like the Iron Man, and some of the fight scenes are quite well choreographed.
Right, okay.
And even at the front, there's some bits where they're like flipping onto the floor and stuff like that. And it looked pretty cool.
Mm.
So go and check it out if you're over there, definitely. But don't expect it to be the best show ever.
there always be it. Something that says somebody that says something is the best show ever. It's like some people say Rivers of Light is the best,
which is
show
completely
ever.
Nonsense.
Like, no,
but you know, I get it. Everyone has their own opinion, but this person in particular seems to think that everything that Disney do is the best show ever. but I, you know, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. What I enjoyed more was the Guardians of the Galaxy dance off,
okay,
which I didn't think I would enjoy,
right?
But it was actually quite fun.
Okay, do they have a really some pictures I've seen.
Star-Lord didn't look great.
Who? Which one?
Star-Lord.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Gamora.
Oh, Gamora looked like Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. The one that I saw a picture of had quite a long face.
Yeah.
Literally looked nothing like Gamora.
No.
Apart from the fact that she was green.
Oh, is this the same? She looked like Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And acted like her as well. Because she acts all miserable and like stuff and doesn't get involved. But the real treat there was seeing the Groot costume.
Yeah, that did look amazing.
Obviously, it's annoying that you couldn't meet him, because you can meet him in Disneyland.
Right, okay.
But it's still cool, because we were quite close to the front to see him and stuff. Mm. And at the end of the show, he's walking off backstage, and he stopped to wave at some trees, which is a nice touch. But yeah, I really enjoyed that show. It was quite fun. And then they've got one on the main stage as well, where you have, I think, Loki is in it, Thor's in it, Spider-Man's in it, Captain Marvel... I think a couple of others, and Red Skull.
Okay.
And the Red Skull costume was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, really, really well done. And of course, Captain Marvel's the one that comes in and saves the day. So there's a main stage, and then there's another stage where she pops up, and she runs basically through the crowd.
Right.
And everyone's like, yeah!
Captain Marvel!
Carol! but that show was good. I enjoyed that as well. So yeah, the Marvel season was pretty cool. They got some good merchandise. There's some questionable merchandise, like there was with the Star Wars.
Right.
Like, the T-shirt is awful.
Yeah.
It looks like someone's just ironed a poster onto a T-shirt. I don't know if you saw the Star Wars one, where it looked like basically like a Star Wars poster had been stuck on a black T-shirt.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You could see the outline.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Marvel.
Nice.
It's awful. I don't know who signed it off, but it's like €25 as well, or something ridiculous.
Ooh,
it's like,
that's not what you want if you're getting something that looks a bit tacky.
It's literally something you could iron on yourself.
Nice.
It's ridiculous. So yeah, the merchandise was a little bit disappointing in terms of like T-shirts and pins and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the treats and things that you could buy.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
cool.
They looked quite good, didn't they?
And I got the Infinity Gauntlet zipper as well.
Yeah, yeah,
which was nice. It's a nice zipper actually.
I was surprised how big it was, because I thought. Because I thought it would be like a small thing.
Yeah.
That was basically all it did was, all it was a cup, was a sipper.
But no, it actually sits on your hand.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
How much that cost?
€17.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
No, it's all right, yeah.
Considering you can buy like Hasbro toys or something like that,
yeah,
versions of it that I'm sure will cost you more than $17.
Exactly.
Yeah, euros.
Yeah, exactly. So that was cool. Also, like... The great thing about annual pass is I got a discount on Starbucks as well. Which is nice.
That's been your dream.
It's like, I feel so special.
Why haven't I done this before?
I know.
But now you keep trying it in the UK.
I tried, out of instinct, when we were at Calais.
Yeah.
There's a bit before you get on the Eurotunnel where there's like a duty free Starbucks and everything like that.
Pick up your immigrants there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I was at the Starbucks and I was about to get my annual pass out and I was like, oh, I can't. But yeah.
Did you have to stop at every Starbucks on the way back?
No.
To get your fix.
We only saw one, which is at Calais.
Okay.
So most of the journey from Disneyland Paris to Calais is motorway.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So yeah, that Marvel season was cool. I preferred it to Star Wars season. I think both. The problem with Paris is they do half-ass it a lot of the time. But I think the Marvel season did have a bit more of an offering than Star Wars.
Right. Okay.
And the merchandise, especially with the food and drink, was pretty cool. So that was that. And then Saturday night is of course where the incident happened.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Saturday afternoon we went to eat Planet Hollywood.
Okay.
Which was okay. The food was okay. I chose it because actually it's nice. It's an all rounder that everyone can enjoy something.
Yeah, I mean they do have a varied menu kind of thing.
Yeah, so I thought the menu was not as expansive as I remembered.
Yeah. Maybe they've changed it since we last went.
Yeah, I had a burger and it was an all right burger. I regretted having it rare.
Right.
It tasted a bit like I was eating mincemeat at pot points. But, you know, I enjoyed it. I came with some, like a pot of shrimp as well.
Right, okay.
That was nice. And then we got back to the hotel. We were enjoying. I was on my second drink at this point.
Only the second?
Only the second. And then Katie gets a call from her friend, basically saying they've taken cover at a restaurant they're eating in.
Right, okay.
And that's when it all starts kicking off. People were coming in tears. We're hearing like multiple reports of gunshots, explosions, everything like that, and we're like, holy crap, what's going on?
Yeah.
It gets to the point where the national news over here are reporting on gunshots and explosions and things, mm-hmm. So I'm like, I better call home.
Yeah.
There was a period for about 30 to 40 minutes where genuinely it was quite panicky. I mean, that's not fair to say across our group. Ben was as calm as anything. He's like, oh, if it happens, it happens.
Kind of. If it's my time, it's my time.
He was so chill about it. It's unbelievable. I stayed as calm as I could, but I was, I mean, in the first...
He's just like screaming, trying to break out the windows. He's just in the first video... Knobbing chairs through the windows.
Yeah.
I can't breathe, David. I can't breathe.
I did a few live videos on Facebook, and in the first one, I watched it back, and you can see there's a bit of terror in there.
Yeah.
But because we didn't know what was going on.
No, yeah. No,
we thought there was a gunman. Because the whole of Disney Village, we knew for a certain, because there was someone we were speaking to who was there, was under lockdown.
Right, okay.
And people were taking cover. And people were being led out back ways.
Yeah.
Through cast member entrances and things like that. And that's what we knew for certain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bit that combined with reports of gunshots.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? When you start hearing about that, you think, well, what's going on,
Yeah, but cast members in our hotel were, like, calm as anything. Yeah. The bar service never paused for a second. There was a moment for a couple of minutes...
They're not going to stop taking money, Ryan. No, come on.
There was a moment for a couple of minutes where the bar staff all started talking and stuff and they looked a bit worried.
They would start talking in French, hush terms.
Yeah, they were. And then it was all fine again. So I think very quickly the report filtered to the hotel.
Right.
Everything was fine.
Yeah.
But Disney weren't telling anyone anything.
I suppose they probably had to make sure
that
something hadn't actually happened alongside what did actually happen, you know.
But no official statement from Disney throughout any of this process.
Okay.
And then we hear about an hour later that it's a malfunctioning escalator.
Yeah.
Again, not officially. I think it came from someone within the French government, the Minister for Internal something or Interiors or something like internal theme park. He was like, I think it was the Minister of Interior or something, and basically said it's a malfunctioning escalator, it's fine. Right. But Disneyland Paris never released a statement.
That's really weird that they didn't say that.
Yeah, like... and I'm getting pictures of people in bars, with armed to the teeth French police, like fully kitted out. You could only see their eyes with assault rifles.
Right, yeah.
And you're thinking, Jesus, like. But obviously, lockdown procedure is just that. It's that procedure they have to go on to keep people safe. But it was scary for a time.
I find it fascinating how things like that can escalate, because you think...
No pun intended.
No, yeah, oh, yeah, true. Because the escalator goes wrong and it banged or whatever happened, whether something blew up in the escalator, I don't know. And then suddenly it goes from that into flooding through the village and people are sort of crying and running and, you know, which you can understand, you know, if they think that something is going on, if they think there's an active shooting incident, then you can understand it. But it's just, it's
all it takes is one person in a train station to go, oh, God, gun!
Yeah.
And then it just carries on because everyone starts running out of the station.
Yeah.
And then everyone in Disney Village is like, oh, my God, well, let's run because everyone else is running.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Thank God that we weren't in the Disney Village at the time because it would have been, I mean, people were making jokes about it online saying, oh, it's just an escalator there. But for anyone in the Disney Village at that time, they had no idea what was going on.
I think that's fair enough. You can say, you know, oh, it was just an escalator, but unless you're there, you don't know what is going on. So you have to just react to the situation.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, well, I'm gonna stand here until I see an active shooter.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. It's like, and obviously people would have seen armed police as well, thinking, and from the back, even from the front, especially if you're English and you don't recognise what writing says, there's a guy with an assault rifle out of the corner of your eye.
I don't know what word. Police,
yeah. But like...
That could be terrorist in French.
But you see someone at the corner of your eye, if you see someone dressed in black with an assault rifle, you're thinking, yeah, I'm getting out.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was scary, but you know, fortunately, it was all fine in the end.
Yeah,
and then on our last day, we were kind of crossing over back and forth from the studios to the park, Disneyland Park, as we did with every day.
Yeah,
it's so easy to do that, and we met Carol Danvers herself.
Carol,
which is cool. It's a cool meet. I mean, I was keen to meet just because she was new to any Disney park.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm a Marvel fan. I wanted to meet Spider-Man as well, but he was late showing up for some reason.
He's off
saving the city.
Yeah.
But it was cool. If for someone that doesn't do character meets, it is weird.
Yeah, I mean, what do you speak with her?
Yeah, she was just like, "Oh, Goose is up to doing this, this, and this."
And you're just like, "I hate Goose."
Like, and then she was like to Nick because he was wearing his Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah,
and she was like, "You've got to be careful with that." And he's like, "It's okay in the right hands." And she was like, "Yes, but can it shoot photon blasts?" And he was just like, "Don't know, I've not tried."
Hit people in the face.
Like, it's weird because you know that her name's probably like Sarah. And
well, no, it's probably something more French than Sarah.
Well, I think she was either American or Canadian.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah, she wasn't French. But that's why it is a bit odd.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool to get the photo and stuff. But for the people that go and meet these characters and really have that full length conversation with them, hats off to you that you do it. But I can't see myself ever doing it because I know that really her name. I mean, her name could be Carol for all I know, but I know that she's not Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
that's why I find the fur characters easier because I'm just like, yeah, here's my autograph book, here's my photo, cheers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I you know, when I see a non-fur character, it's kind of like, I can see your face. You don't look like the person in the film, and just like,
yeah, and she didn't. She didn't look like Brie Larson at all.
Yeah.
But there we go. It was still a cool meet. I think they could have done a bit more with the set in there. But
is that the one with the plane?
Yeah,
the
it's just the plane.
Right, okay.
No, there was no plane there at all. It was just a plane background.
Oh, was it?
So I don't know where people have taken that photo from.
Yeah, because I saw pictures of Carol in front of a plane.
Yeah, that wasn't at Disneyland Paris. Right, okay. I don't know where it was from.
Bizarre.
But it was cool. We did the last few rides and things. I managed to drag both Nick and Ben on separate occasions onto It's a Small World, which is great.
I've got to feel sorry for those guys.
They enjoyed it, but both of them enjoyed it.
So why do you have to drag them on?
Well, because nobody wants to go on It's a Small World, do they?
No.
But when you're on it, you're having the time of your life.
Mm. You're reassessing your life.
I'm sorry. I love It's a Small World.
I know you do. I don't know why, but yeah, but I know you do.
So, but yeah, and then we got the journey home about 4 o'clock. We left after grabbing an herb sandwich.
Earl of Sandwich. For some reason, I thought you said herb sandwich, like a herb sandwich.
I'm American now.
Just a nice parsley sandwich.
Oh, I do like Earl of Sandwich. It's good.
I've been there. I went there a few times last year. It's nice.
I had the steak and cheese.
Steak and cheese, nice.
With a brownie.
Nice.
And then I got some chips from McDonald's.
The best chips.
Yeah, so it was good. And then we headed back and ended the trip.
Nice.
But it was a good trip. I really enjoyed it. glad I've got an annual pass. Just need to figure out when I'm going back.
Yeah, you obviously need to try and make the most of it, don't you, for it to be worth the monies.
I might try and sort a weekend, maybe at the end of the summer.
Yeah,
something.
But that's the thing. Obviously, if you, you know, if you have the annual pass and you go more frequently and you can go for shorter trips,
yeah,
rather than whenever I've been before, I've been for like 4 or 5 days basically.
Yeah,
we don't go there very often, so we want to try and get the most out of it, really. But yeah, if you're going sort of 2, 3, four times a year, doing it over a weekend works quite nicely, doesn't
it? Yeah, I'd prefer to go midweek because weekend crowds are a bit mental, but you know,
depends
how much holiday. It's a holiday, isn't it? Exactly, exactly. So yeah, that was Disneyland Paris trip. I really enjoyed it. I think, you know, Disneyland Paris does get a lot of bad comments about it, but they've got two great parks. They're about to get a huge expansion.
Yeah.
There in Marvel, in Frozen, and what we can assume is Galaxy's Edge, although they've not said what. Assuming it's going to be a cut and paste job.
You assume it would be, because why would they do it any different?
Yeah.
You know.
So it's about to get even better over there, I think.
Yeah. I don't know how many years away we are from, well, we're several years
Disney,
away.
Disney, so it's 10.
Away. Yeah.
Rock and Roller Coaster is closing later this year.
Right.
For Iron Man.
I saw that they'd taken out a load of planters from the kind of Rock and Roller Coaster area outside there. So whether they're starting to prepare.
Yeah, I think stuff. So. But I think people are naive to not think that Guardians is coming to Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's going to be slap bang in the Marvel area. It's coming to Tower of Terror, without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, it's by the entrance, isn't it, of the Marvel area.
It makes complete sense.
Why would you not change it to Guardians?
Yeah. So yeah, if you haven't been to Disneyland Paris in a while, go and check it out. Marvel season's on at the moment. And I think the only thing that's disappointing is that Phantom Manor wasn't open. But
it's been closed for such a long time, hasn't
it? I'm looking forward to seeing that when it reopens.
Yeah.
I'm massively looking forward to that. So yeah, if you would like to follow us on the socials, just search for Theme Park Trader on your favourite social platform and we are there. Also leave us 5 stars on iTunes. We will love you forever. Or at least until tomorrow. And I'm on Twitter at Rynogs, RYANOGS. And Dan is also on Twitter.
Yep, Scrooby Online, SCRWBY Online.
Thank you very much for listening. Do go and check out some of our live shows on YouTube as well. We've got like 4 or 5 on there now, I think. And we're going to be continuing to do those every weekend on Facebook. But then if you can't catch us live, we're on YouTube. So yeah, I think there's, I mean, although a lot of it is news-based, we do have a bit of a joke around and read out people's comments and things.
Yeah.
It's a bit less serious in this podcast, like more sweary is how I would describe it. we try not to swear on the podcast, but on the live videos, we don't really care.
Yeah.
So go and check that out if you want to hear more of us swearing. And thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.